Oh, the pattern is always the same. Never ends, never changes. Police chief, Minneapolis Democrat, comes out and says, we just don't know. So confusing as to what might have caused this. He's repeating every Democrat talking point of the last 6 months and calls himself woke. But other than that, we don't know what it means. But, you know, we'll get back to you in 6 months when we figure it out. Super duper confused. We have no motive. The mayor comes out, Minneapolis, Democrat mayor, stop attacking transgenderism. He mentions that before he mentions the kids who are literally dead. Their blood still in that church, just feet away. The transgender shooter literally posts videos showing how much he hates Christians. Another Democrat talking point, they hate Christians. That's why they debanked so many Christian organizations under Joe Biden. They hate you. They do. Let's not kid ourselves. But what could have caused this? Let's see, repeats every talking point from the Democrat Party, calls himself woke like they do, displays the same flag that they do, instead of the American flag, by the way. Don't know, we'll never get to the bottom of it. Never get to the bottom. You know what's so interesting? Do you see what he did? He obviously studied, and this is a copycat crime of the Audrey Hale shooting because she was so she became such a folk hero after she killed those kids to the Democrats in all the ways I described in the last segment. Joe Biden set this up practically. First ever Trans Day of Visibility, celebrated instead of Easter at the White House within 3 days of the Audrey Hale shooting. And Joe Biden never called the parents. Never did. Made her into a folk hero. He was copying it. That's what he was doing. He was copying it with all the right Democrat woke talking points. He wants to be a folk hero too. He even added in killing Donald Trump because it's very popular on the left. No, it is. I mean, I've read the survey. 30% of the Democrat Party is like, yeah, we'd be better off if he was dead. It's who they are. It's who they are. So you've got all the usual cleanup, but folks, the talking point. Jacob Frey, it hasn't even been an hour, and Jacob Frey, Democrat Minneapolis mayor, shoves everyone to the side at the press conference, comes forward, and uses the phrase, thoughts and prayers.
Don't just say this is about thoughts and prayers right now. These kids were literally praying. It was the first week of school. They were in a church. These are kids that should be learning with their friends. They should be playing on the playground.
Yeah, we have to do more, he says. Now listen to this. MSNBC, same exact phrase.
I'm not, the thoughts and prayers, I'm so beyond that. That nonsense, the lie of that. Because what we have are people who continue to stand in the way of actually doing something.
He means taking the guns. He means taking the guns. Circleback Shockey, spokes hack for Joe Biden. Same exact phrase. We don't need your thoughts and prayers. Rawr. What is she saying? Prayer is not freaking enough. Prayers do not end school shooting. Enough with the thoughts and prayers. We need action. What's action? Well, they can't even say it now. This is the funny part. They are so beaten on the gun issue, they can't say what they mean. We need your guns. We want your guns. That's what she means. You know what's ironic about that? They can't say it anymore because so many Democrats own guns now. And remember the number one, during the Biden era, number one first-time gun owner for the first time used to be males. Now it's black females. Why? Well, because you're living with the consequences of Democrat policies. You can't do that without a gun. You need a gun. So when Democrats say prayer's not enough, they mean they want to confiscate our guns. They just can't say that because so many of the Democrat Party's voters have had to buy guns to protect themselves from the violent criminals thanks to Democrat policies. So now they have to low-key hint at it. Thoughts and prayers, thoughts and prayers. Not enough, not enough. We got to do more. What do you want? Your guns. Folks, can you imagine for a moment, after what we've seen in D.C., what we've seen in these Democrat cities, living in a Democrat-run America, crime-infested, without guns for your protection? with a dual justice system that churns out their violent criminals again and again and again, and no way to protect yourself, and their criminals are treated like first-class citizens, and you're a second-class citizen if you're a gun owner. You want to know how that works? You want to know how it ends? It ends with a Democrat mob marching up to your house thinking about burning it down, and you got to chase them off with a gun. And when you do, you go to prison, not them, for trespassing on your lawn, for threatening you and menacing you. Are you saying, oh, you're exaggerating, Tara? That never happened in America. It did. That's St. Louis. By the way, that couple was just cleared this week, finally. Their porch, they held off a left-wing lunatic mob. It's private property, too, because they were in a gated community. Remember them? Oh, that's how Democrats treat you if you lawfully use your gun for self-protection against one of their mobs. Believe me, their mobs will all have guns. You won't. Donald Trump's the only thing standing in the way of that right now. And they never stop, folks. Right now, are they going to get the guns right now? No, but they're banking it for the future. Banking it, banking it, banking it, banking it. They want it to be like Venezuela. They took the guns for everybody's protection, waited a few years, and then redistributed the guns to Trende Aragua. And Trende Aragua started shooting people who opposed the party. They're still doing it today. They like to drive by on a motorcycle. No one ever gets charged. You know how it works. It won't be that way for now. Unless Trey Gowdy has his way. He wants to take your guns. Wait, what? Yeah. That guy. Look, there was a reason Bill Clinton appointed him back in the day to be a federal prosecutor. You know what it was? He's a Democrat.